All are welcome at Christ's table. Amen. Scholars tell us that first century Mediterranean culture operated under the binaries of shame and honor. And this basically means that people's behavior was shaped and directed by the threat of being publicly shamed and the promise of being publicly honored. Perhaps this might be harder for us in our culture to relate to, and maybe not. But either way, this shame-honor system held a tight grasp on the emotional power over one's reputation in the ancient world. To be shamed was a terrible setback and often ostracizing, while to be honored moved you forward in the eyes of everyone who mattered most to you. In my commentary reading, Mark Rawls shared an analogy using the children's game, Chutes and Ladders, to describe the shame-honor system. And he starts his analogy with, "For those of you who may be unfamiliar with chutes and ladders, you spin a wheel to move around the board. If you land at the base of a ladder, you move up. You climb all the way to the top, advancing beyond even where the highest spin can get you. Land at the top of a chute, and down you slide all the way to the bottom where you started." First century Mediterranean culture was akin to chutes and ladders. So here then, we have Jesus one evening, and on this particular evening, Jesus is having dinner with Pharisees. And we know that Pharisees were devoted to a strict keeping of the law, and that they often show up in the Gospels as Jesus' opponents. And often Jesus will spend a great deal of time and energy trying to get the Pharisees to understand that they too were as much in need of grace and compassion and God's forgiveness as the people the Pharisees shunned. So at this particular dinner banquet, here is Jesus, the Pharisees, and all the other most honorable people in town. And the text tells us that the Pharisees watched Jesus closely, and that Jesus watched them closely in turn. Jesus watched how the guests jockeyed for seats at the dinner table, or the table of honor, as it was called, trying to sit as close to the host as possible. And as Jesus is watching all this jockeying around, he decides to give everyone at the banquet some advice. "When you are invited by someone to a banquet, don't sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you," and just like that, like in the game of chutes and ladders, "you may find yourself at the top of the chute, sliding down from the seat of honor all the way to the seat of shame." And Jesus, he keeps going and he says, "Those who make their own honor the goal of their lives will be ashamed of themselves in the end. And those who are humble, putting others first, will experience the true understanding of the kingdom of God." Jesus is trying to remind us all that the purpose of our lives is not to climb the ladders of prestige and power, but to boldly slide down those chutes so that we can offer compassion and service and love to all those on the rungs below. And the more energy we spend on gaining power and prestige, the less we notice those on the rungs below. And we forget about all those we have passed along the way on our way to the top. And we see and we hear about the game of chutes and ladders being played out in every nation, including our own. All we have to do is watch or read the news. Before I read some headlines, I want to invite you to listen for where the chutes and ladders are in the headlines. And so I'm going to share three headlines. In a small farming town, thrill of football season has been replaced by fear of ICE raids. Three contractors accused of fraud in billion-dollar school modernization project. Labor Department moves to expand religion exemption for hiring and firing. Shame and honor are about power. And this reminded me of a TED Talk given by Eric Liu, and it's titled, Why Ordinary People Need to Understand Power. And Liu is the founder of a nonprofit called Citizen University, and he created this to foster a stronger culture of civic responsibility. And he shares his definition of civics as the art of being a pro-social, problem-solving contributor, and a self-governing community. Civics is the art of citizenship, and it encompasses three things: a foundation of values, an understanding of the systems that make the world go round, and a set of skills that allow us to pursue goals and to have others join us in that pursuit. And then Liu gives his definition of power. Power is the capacity to make others do what we would have them do. And that's kind of scary. Power without compassion becomes potentially dangerous. And then Liu shares that power governs how any form of government operates, whether it's a democracy or a dictatorship. And he believes the problem we face is that far too many people don't understand how power works, what it is, who has it, how it operates, how it flows, what parts of it are visible, what parts are not, why some people have it and others do not. And then towards the end of his talk, he invited people to think about where they live. So let's think about the city we live in. Let's imagine a problem in the city that is common to our life together. And it can be something small, like where a street lamp should go, or something medium, like which library should have extended hours, or maybe something bigger, like how a large piece of property should be put to use. Think about this change that we want in our city. And then think about how we would go about getting it. How would we make it happen while keeping in mind our city's situation in regards to money, people, ideas, and information? All of these forms of power are in play. And then lastly, Liu shares, think about how we would activate or perhaps neutralize these various forms of power. So let's hold on to what we've imagined, and let's go back to Jesus. Because Jesus, he always has a plan and a path. Jesus never says his way will be easy. And often we see in Scripture just how hard Jesus' way of love is. So Jesus shares with us, all who exalt themselves will be humbled. And as Jesus is saying this, he turns to his host the person with the most perceived honor in the room, the most perceived power in the room, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So Jesus is flat out telling us those who make their own honor the goal of their lives will be ashamed of themselves in the end. And those who are humble, putting others first, will experience the true understanding of the kingdom of God. Jesus is trying to remind all of us that the purpose of our lives is not to climb those ladders of prestige and power, but to boldly slide down the chutes so that we can offer compassion and service and love to all those on the rungs below. And the more energy we spend on gaining power and prestige, the less we notice those on the rungs below. And we forget about all those we have passed along the way on our way to the top. Now remember those headlines and what we were imagining about in our city? Jesus does tell us how we are to activate or perhaps neutralize power. Before we act, who are we serving and for what purpose? Amen.